Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be going over the controversy stirring up on YouTube as far as Logan Paul going into Japan's Aokigahara Forest.
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy 2018, everybody! Boy!
What a start.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone, to a new year.
Yep, it's been a year.
And I know, you know, it's the new year. I mean, first of all, hope everyone had a fantastic New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. Hope everybody got the relaxation they deserved. And if you worked on New Year's Day, I'm sorry. I mean, we did too, so don't feel too bad.
Man, we haven't made a show since last year.
Oh my god, it's been too long. It's been a whole year?
No, it's just been since last year.
Incredible.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today?
We hate to start off the new year on such a dark note, but let me just chuck in a little disclaimer at the beginning of this video, beginning of this podcast, rather. In saying that, the things we're going to talk about today can be a little touchy. Very sensitive, and it is going to be a rather serious video, but I think it's also an episode. Did I just say video again? I did say video again, didn't I?
Let me just do this.
Yeah, please.
Disclaimer, this episode on this podcast is going to go over some touchy subjects, but we're going to try our best to just kind of let you guys know what the deal is as far as recent news, and then just kind of give our opinions and what could have been better. But just so you guys can catch up with what's going on, there is this big YouTuber, Logan Paul, that just visited Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great, you know, that's fine.
Still there as well.
Okay.
From understanding.
All right, so he's still there. He put out a video and he vlogged...
On New Year's Day.
Yeah, on New Year's Day, and he vlogged himself going to Aokigahara. This is a very famous forest at the base of Mount Fuji, and it's also gained another notorious name called the Suicide Forest.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have heard of that name if you've never heard of Aokigahara before. But basically, he went into that forest, vlogged it, which is fine, you know. Aki and I have done vlogs on Aokigahara as well, and there have been a ton of people have visited Aokigahara because, you know, it is, even though it has a terrible name, it is still, I think, a very beautiful forest. And it's a very serene place. And I think it's definitely a place that I think everybody should go and experience. But it's definitely not a place that we recommend you guys to go. But anyway, so Logan Paul and his gang went to Aokigahara, or the Suicide Forest, and he did a vlog on it. But the problem is that what he showed on the vlog was, for more of the better words, disgusting. Mm. So, to get to the point, he showed, or he found somebody who had just recently
ended their life
in the forest. That's horrible, but what was more horrible was the fact that Logan Paul, this massive YouTuber with over 15 million subscribers, went and filmed it. And pretty much made a fool of himself and used that body basically to clickbait his audience into watching the video. Now, not shockingly, this was huge. This was massive news. And it's so unfortunate that it had to be on the first day of the new year. You know, we wanted a nice fresh start of the new year, being like 2017 was a terrible year for a lot of people. And so we wanted to leave that behind. We wanted to leave all the bad stuff behind and start off on a fantastic new year. And then, Mr. Logan Paul just had to go and do this. Not surprisingly, the internet went haywire. A lot of angry people, and not just YouTubers, like even like famous people went and, basically called Logan Paul out. He deleted the video, he made two apologies, one written and one video form, and this got so big that it even made it onto some local news stations.
Yeah, so, I got on the news.
Yeah, and Aki got on the news, not because she was involved, but because...
Yeah, let's just have that disclaimer.
Yeah, let's clarify that. Aki and I made a video basically responding to Logan Paul, as did a lot of people. Like, the last couple of days, if you look on YouTube, it's just a bunch of people making response videos to Logan Paul, because it is a very touchy subject. But, you know, at least, I mean, Aki can talk about her thoughts on her own, but at least for me, The reason why I thought about making a video, and I don't make videos like this, you know me. Mm. And if you guys watch my videos, then you know that I don't make response videos to drama. But this was a different story, you know. This was Logan who was screwing around with things that he shouldn't have been screwing around in a place where he shouldn't have been screwing around, and basically disrespecting Japan, which I feel very strongly about because it's my home. I live there, I have family there, and I have had friends who have unfortunately, you know, ended their own lives. And so I had a lot to say, and as did Aki.
Yeah, I think, like, what we were both covering on our channels, personally with me, I talked about just, like, what he could have done better, the little things that did go wrong. I did give at least some credit that he put a disclaimer and talked about why ending your life is never the solution, but I feel like the way he presented everything was just way too out of proportion, and it kind of just makes all of the disclaimers mean almost nothing, considering his reaction to everything. It wasn't just him filming. He made jokes, he was chuckling, his friends were kind of chuckling, and I get it that some people might chuckle to hide their emotions sometimes on trying to deal with shocking events, but I feel like you had time to edit that video, you had time to upload it, you had time to look it over, and if that's really something natural to you, that you can't show your emotions, like, through, like, physical, like, sadness, but you do it with chuckle, take it out.
What's inexcusable is the fact that Logan, from what I've heard, does not edit his own videos. He has a team of editors that edits his vlogs for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, that body made it through not only Logan, but a team of editors who all thought that it was okay.
I think it's because if you look at, like, a lot of the content that is produced by Logan and the rest of probably, like, Team 10, it's very, very clickbaity.
A whole other level of clickbait.
Right. It's almost to the point that they never really go through with whatever the title or the thumbnail is. For a lot of their videos, but we're not here to bash on Logan, because we feel like the internet's already done that. I want to talk about what he could have done different, and telling people about, like, this forest in a different light, because the reason why this is pretty relevant to us is because we both made vlogs going to Japan, going to Aokigahara, and we did our absolute best to show people that you should go for different reasons, and right. that by itself, it's an amazing forest with a great view of the mountain, and I still encourage people to go, but not for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, we also walked around, like, the outside of the forest as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just around the area, and it's a beautiful area. Like, you know, the base of Mount Fuji is just lush green forests everywhere.
Ah, do you still have that picture of us by Mount Fuji?
I think I do.
Yay!
Yeah, we do. But yeah, we've already done videos on this subject, but I figured, you know, we kind of talk about it more in detail in this podcast because it is a horrible subject and it is, you know, at the end of the day, it might be just stupid YouTube drama, but the topic based around this controversy, I think, is so important to, like, talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, no one wants to talk about suicide, but it's still an important thing. You know, it's about it. You have to understand the truth and the etiquette, you know, like, just because you hate going to funerals, it doesn't mean, you know, you shouldn't learn how to properly do stuff at a funeral, right? Like, it's important to know that kind of stuff. So, yeah, basically, what I don't fully understand as well is, like, I don't know, like, what kind of person do you need to be in order to leave something like that? You know?
In the video.
Like, what kind of person do you need to be to keep the cameras rolling? Because, I don't know, man. I've been to some funerals before, you know. Unfortunately, you know, family funerals, friends' funerals. And I can't even talk at a funeral. Whenever I see, if it's especially an open casket and I see the dead body, I can't talk. Like, no words come out of my mouth. I can't just casually have a conversation with the person sitting next to me, you know? All day, I feel gloomy. Because no person out there with a straight mind looks at a dead body especially in that kind of gruesome manner that Logan Paul found it in, and act like he usually does. Mm-hmm. No sane person does that.
I feel like in one of my posts that I made on my like final thoughts about everything is I just feel the immense amount of power that he has on YouTube. Like, I honestly think technically, as far as traction-wise and influence-wise, it's even bigger than PewDiePie.
Oh, yeah. He averages like 5 million videos a vlog.
5 to 7, yeah.
And that's every day.
Yeah, every single day. So I feel like, especially with the style that they go with, him, his team, the people he works with, his friends, I feel like they are very used to just their big clickbaity stuff, and that they haven't really had any huge repercussions. And also, it's more Logan's brother that has like taken the bullet for everything, and Logan claims that this is the first time he's ever dealt with criticism like this. I agree with this other YouTuber, Boogie2988, who said if he really can't see what is wrong with what he did, he needs somebody to check his videos. Like, in a legitimate form of, like, not just, wow, this will get a lot of views. Because if that is all on your mind, I guarantee you, you're going to play with a lot of respect issues, a lot of trust issues with people, because you're going to slip up.
If he hasn't already.
Yeah. So, I feel like what he could have done better, just taking the situation, turn off the cameras first off, and immediately call authorities. I rewatched the video, by the way, and I did see that
it's been deleted, but it's been re-uploaded by hundreds of people, naturally.
And I saw it, and they asked their handler to go call the police, but they kept the cameras rolling, and then they kept giving their reaction and everything. And I thought that maybe in their minds, one, views. Mm. And then two, they thought maybe like making it as a leeway for it to be okay on YouTube was to hopefully just say, this isn't what you shouldn't do. It's kind of like when you're in school and they tell you don't smoke and then they show you all the scary pictures, you know? But I feel like there's a different way to present it because news channels do this all the time. But they just state it, you know? But they don't do what he did and his friends did, which is laughing, chuckling. Oh my gosh, this is insane, guys. I don't know what this means, guys. I don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah.
It just didn't. And also then the upload and then the way that it was titled, the way that the thumbnail was,
The fact that he used an image of the dead body in the thumbnail is just disgraceful. But I think as well, like, you know, everybody was naturally jumping on board, you know, with this whole drama because, you know, suicide hits home for a lot of people. You know, like, you don't have to be Japanese like me or have lived in Japan for 17 years like our buddy Gaijin Goomba, for example, to make a video, you know, like, talking about our personal issues with this, right? Like, you know, it doesn't matter what country you're from, it doesn't matter what culture you're from, everybody has, you know, it's a very touchy subject no matter where you are. But I think as well, what a lot of people, because I watched a bunch of like response videos on their all thoughts on the whole Logan Paul situation and the whole Suicide Forest situation. But I think one point that a lot of people missed out on was the fact that this isn't just suicide that he's disrespecting. This isn't just the dead that he's disrespecting, because Logan had uploaded a bunch of videos in Japan. He had uploaded, I think, about four or five, or I think like two or three, actually, now that I think about it, two or three vlogs in Japan, in Tokyo, like in the city, right? And him, quote-unquote, experiencing a bunch of Japanese things, right? But if you actually watch those videos, in my opinion, they're no less disrespectful than the last. Mm. Like, yeah, the Suicide Forest video is messed up. But if you go back and watch his other Japan vlogs, which he still has up on his channel, by the way, they are just, I think those videos actually make me more angry somehow. Because this is a guy who, you know, like in one of the videos, he's sticking his head out the window of a taxi and saying, I'm going to cause a nuisance. And in another scene, they're, you know, wearing a bunch of, like, traditional clothing, like kimonos and those rice farmer hats and huppies and all of those, and running around dabbing in public, you know. And there's another scene where he's carrying around, like, a dead fish or whatever, and screaming in the middle of Shibuya Crossing. Like, it's just a lot of disrespectful stuff. Like, this guy has absolutely no understanding of cultural etiquette, cultural differences, and thinks that just because he has a fan base of 15 million subscribers that he's this untouchable figure in any country that he goes to. Because in all honesty, like, Gaijin was saying this, a friend of mine was actually saying this, and I was thinking this as well, but honestly, I'm waiting for this stuff to get on the Japanese news, and I'll be very, very surprised if the Japanese government doesn't do anything about it.
I mean, I saw some comments written in Japanese on Reina Scully's video.
Right.
I don't know if they're from Japan or if they just happen to speak Japanese.
Right.
I mean, even their usernames were Japanese. Mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly sure on what happened. Reina was saying... Well, okay. First off, another YouTuber, Gaijin Goomba, in his video, he said that the most worrying thing is that this is exactly how Japanese people are going to view Americans.
Yeah. If they already don't have some kind of bad stigma enough.
Yeah. But Reina said that she doesn't think that that's the case and that people are smart enough to kind of differentiate, you know, who are kind of like the outliers of all of this. Like, this is an extreme example. Because, I mean, to be fair, Japan gets tourists all the time. All the time. Every day. And they get people who are trying to be teachers all the time.
Yeah.
Like, sure, there might be, like, maybe some level of expectation that is a little bit different for foreigners. But I feel like with Logan Paul, everyone can kind of just blame this on him. I don't think that he really represents us. He's really just some guy that acted like an idiot and was super disrespectful in a culture. But I can totally get why Gaijin feels like he was personally like attacked on this as far as like being foreign and trying to live there. And then another thing that I feel could have been done is just if Logan did find that person, not only turn the cameras off, but I understand that he probably still would have wanted people to know, knowing that he wants the views, but he could have at least just told the story. Well, just tell the story. Whether or not people are going to believe you, they're going to be like, so where's the footage? And now you know what happens when you put up the proof in the footage. It will backfire so much more. So you're better off just to say that it happened. If people don't believe you, so be it.
Yeah.
You know?
The reason why we wanted to talk about this in this podcast, and I know, again, as I said, it's horrible start to the year, but I feel as well that it is very important to talk about because, you know, I think we can, there's something that we can all take to heart with this drama, and it's that, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. If you have 15 million subscribers with a bunch of kids, then you need to really think about what the message you are trying to give to those kinds of kids. You need to give them a right message. And Logan and his brother and the whole Team 10, all of those guys, clearly are just power drunk right now. They're power drunk. They're like, they think they're unstoppable because of, you know, their Yes Man fan base that they have. And they don't understand the massive potential of the things that they can do if they just tried. But, I don't know. Look, if you're living in Australia right now, let's do something that Logan didn't actually do, okay? If you're living in Australia right now, you guys might know Lifeline. They're a crisis support, like, suicide prevention hotline for those who are feeling bad and who need help and need someone to talk to. And there are a bunch of numbers. This isn't just Australia. I'm just saying this for Australia right now because our main audience is in Australia right now. But if you call 13 11 14, that's 13 11 14, 131114, then you'll go straight to Lifeline. It's crisis support, suicide prevention. If you're feeling suicidal, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling depressed, and if you feel like you need someone to talk this out with, then they are always there for you. And, you know, don't shut it in, guys. You know, don't think that, like, you're alone in this world. There are so many people there to help you. And if you guys do end up going to Aokigahara, there's one thing that... there's one thing that Logan clearly didn't show in his video. And that's that at the front of Aokigahara, before you enter the Suicide Forest, there's this big sign there that in Japanese that says something along the lines of your life is important. It's what your parents gave you. And we want you to think back, think about your parents, think about your friends, think about the people who were ever there with you in your life, and really think about how important the thing that you're possibly about to throw away actually is. Obviously, Logan didn't show that, and he could have shown that to 15 million kids, but he didn't, because of, quote-unquote, entertainment purposes. So, yeah, 13, 11, 14 is Lifeline, for those of you living in Australia. And if you don't live in Australia, then there are dedicated numbers for your specific countries. Obviously, I can't list off all of them in this podcast. I'd like to hope that him or anybody else won't ever do something like this again, but we all know that it might happen. So, yeah, you have any thoughts?
If you guys want to go to Aokigahara, as Joey said, there's like a lot of really great places, or a lot of really great reasons to go to Aokigahara, such as, you know, again, it's at the base of Mount Fuji. I know that it's unfortunately gained another name that's pretty much inescapable by this point, but the Japanese government tries its very best to advertise or to encourage people to go for different reasons. Life, privacy, and even death, it is all very much valued in Japan, and they make a reasoning or a placement for each portion of your life, even after death. Even if they have no idea who you are, they will not show anyone. They will just take you, find whose family you're with. They will cremate you if they cannot find that family, and they'll pay their respects as they should. But if you go to Aokigahara, like, you might feel a sense of, I guess, melancholy when you're on the trail. Do not go off the trail. That is against the rules. There are very strict laws applying to that. So that's another thing that Logan should not have done, going off the trail.
Yeah, he basically broke the law in that video.
If you find anybody that is up there, call authorities. Or I can't really say as far as like trying to interact with that person yourself. That's sort of a difficult area. Mm. Maybe you can call out to them, but I would just be careful with that type of stuff. But overall, there are people, though, like designated, like security, that do roam the forest off the trail to make sure that people like this, people don't like go in there, whether it's to end their life or not. If people are just messing around off the trail, they still cannot do that. It's dangerous out there. I walked through, even on the trail, it's really slippery, it's soft, there's a lot of wildlife there too. And then there's a lot of other things to do besides going to the forest. On your way up there, you're going to see some really cool attractions. I really do want to advertise Aokigahara. I do. But I think the way that Logan did it was terrible. I feel like, I don't know how Japanese people are going to feel about this, because sometimes you think that they could have an outrage, but Japan's not really like that. They're more so, wow, that was pretty dumb. How could you do that? You're shunned.
Yeah, you know? I feel I would be very surprised if he doesn't get an international ban. Like, seriously. I'd be very surprised if Japan's, like, never come to this country again.
I mean, have you looked into this? Have you seen anything on the NHK or any Japanese, like, Twitter?
I personally haven't seen anything yet, but, I mean, by the time you guys are listening to this, I'm most likely back in Japan already. So, I mean, I'll probably say something on Twitter. But, yeah. I'll be very surprised. Mm. Because Japan does take the Aokigahara situation very, very seriously, as they should, as anyone should. So, yeah. I think that's basically going to do it for this episode. Again, if you're living in Australia, Lifeline is 13 11 14 13 1114. It is a free service, so call them up if you're ever feeling down or suicidal or you just want someone to talk to. And if you're living in any other country, then there are telephone numbers that you can call. There are places that you can text. There are websites you can go to that will help you. So please don't keep it in. Talk to someone. You know, it's not shameful. It happens, unfortunately, and there are people there to help you. But yeah, guys, we'd love to know your thoughts about it. I know this was a terribly depressing first episode to 2018. Don't worry, next week's episode is going to be back to our originally scheduled, you know, goofy animu talks. Look forward to that. And thank you very much for listening. If you want to let us know your thoughts on anything that we talked about, then we do have a specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
SBS Anime.
Hashtag SBS Anime. Let us know over on Twitter. You can also leave comments on SoundCloud and all of that good stuff. But anyways, guys, thank you very much again for listening to another episode. If you enjoyed it, then make sure to like, share, comment, let all of your friends know on whatever platform it is you are happening to listen to this podcast and support us. Again, we do have a YouTube, we do have Twitter, so follow us on all of that. And we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
The Anime Show with Joey and Aki, SBS Pop Asia.